This is URN.
Today, the Pulse is going to investigate cultural appropriation, hearing Nottingham and the opinion of students. Now, we've got a huge panel. I don't think I've ever seen so many people trying to fit around so few mics. So today, you are joined by your international officer, Lauren. We've also got Ibitsam Ahmed, who is doing a PhD in the legacy of British colonialism. Also joining us, we've got Nina Chebuske, Jodie O'Kine, Grace Daly-Taylor, and also Dom Nolan. And I am Bessie F. Grave, and I will be hosting today. Now, first thing we're going to discuss is how do we actually define cultural appropriation? And I was wondering, looking around, is anyone here, can they define it, and have they got a definition that they think sums up cultural appropriation in one or two sentences?
I would say that it's cultural appropriation is taking another culture, which isn't your own, and using it for your own benefit, whether that be for economic reasons, social reasons, like celebrities, for example, trying to get their status up, but it's normally just taking it and using it as your own.
Yeah, I saw a couple of nods around the table.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to agree with that. And I'm just going to add, I don't think I can define it any better, but I'm going to add that there's often some confusion about a very fine line between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. And I think that a lot of it boils down to who's doing the actual sharing. Like, it's one thing if someone from another culture is sharing their culture with you, for example, during a wedding, or if you're attending some sort of religious ceremony and they're sharing it with you, that's fine. But the minute you kind of take that power dynamic and make it your own thing, and often cases without actually paying due respect to what the original culture is, I'd say that's appropriation.
I saw an interesting definition where it said that it was using parts of another culture without someone's express permission. I mean, I find that quite an interesting one, because you have to look at who would be the person who would
represent said culture.
I also like the idea that it's dependent on your attitude that you have towards the way you're using that other culture, because it does mean that, you know, you could be appreciating something, but that's dependent on the way you see it. And if you're going to do it to imitate somebody, then that's definitely not appreciation, that's the opposite, it's appropriation.
So already we can see there's so many different complicated facets to this topic. And we actually went out and asked the students on campus how they defined cultural appropriation. And actually, many people didn't know what cultural appropriation was. And we had some really interesting reviews that we will then go on. Ivy, you look very excited to hear some of them, which we'll then go on to discuss.
Well, it's essentially when you imitate a cultural expression from a culture that's not your own. But a big part of it is disrespecting that culture and not really understanding what that culture's about.
I think it's when people, they maybe like offend other cultures by trying to adopt elements of them in their appearance and their style.
Trying to do, replicate or, you know, copy something from someone else's culture. And I'm not talking food and stuff, like hairstyles or outfits or something like that, something typical to one culture that you then try and do if you're not in that culture.
For me, cultural appropriation is when people try to adopt certain parts or like elements of a culture without fully understanding it, or kind of portraying it in a way that doesn't really signify what it's meant to mean.
So there we can see a lot of the students did hit up on, the ones that could give us a definition, did pick out on a lot of the things that have been discussed around the table. However, I'd now like to show you the responses to the question, are we oversensitive? And I think you'll see there's quite a big contrast. And some of the people that gave us that definition then went on to say some things that I think are definitely going to spark some debate. So we asked students whether they think in today's society we are oversensitive to the topic of cultural appropriation.
You guessed it. Yes, of course we are. We're very oversensitive. It's part of this whole new age millennial thing where everyone's feelings are completely have to take into account. But I suppose the opposite opinion of that is if people dress up as maybe different cultures, for example. I think the most obvious one is a Native American, the stereotypical Native American in the sort of Cherokee outfit with the feathers and stuff. Obviously that's just a stereotype, but isn't that just part of what makes diversity and free expression such a good thing, that you can wear such outfits and that they do represent something, and it encourages maybe thought about what it represents, rather than we have to censor everything because someone's feelings might be hurt?
I think this is actually quite an important issue to bring to attention. I think we should aim to live in a friendly society, and the best way to do that is not disrespecting the people around you, especially if you don't understand the culture. So I actually think it's quite important.
I think as a generation, we view cultural appropriation the way it should be viewed. We acknowledge that actually there are different cultures and that you've got to treat each one with respect. However, I've recently found that on social media, I think sometimes people get a bit overly offended or a bit too easily offended, like they want to be angry at things that don't really have a bad meaning.
Like in some instances, definitely, but then in some instances, we're definitely too insensitive to it. So, for example, like I read recently about a university in London trying to ban sushi because they thought that was cultural appropriation, which I thought was a bit ridiculous. You can borrow things from other cultures like food, but I certainly think that in terms of like white people having dreadlocks, or you know, if you're definitely not in one culture trying to do something else, I think sometimes we can be a little bit too nonchalant to it. We can sort of overlook some things that we should definitely have a problem with.
So there we have it. Those were some of the diverse opinions that we had from very many different students. And it's a shame through the medium of radio you can't see people's facial reactions. Ivy, I particularly enjoyed yours. Was anyone surprised by some of the things that came out from just random interviews of students around campus?
I felt like a topic that came up in nearly every single interview there was that it's defined by the person taking offence rather than the person giving it. So, for example, you could have someone, you know, putting forward something they enjoy about another culture, and they have all the best intentions in the world, but just because someone else takes offence, it then becomes... That's what draws it to becoming cultural appropriation.
I get that, but in that sense, I mean, the person who is also doing the action has to be aware and sensitive to what they are doing. For example, like if they're dressing up in a certain costume for Halloween, they have to understand that it may not be appropriate to imitate another culture, especially if it's not of their own.
I also think something that gets a bit muddled up in discussions about appropriation is, you know, the whole, oh, I've got a friend of that ethnicity and they've said it's okay. And the problem with that, of course, is that in many cases that may be the first point of call. And that's not saying it in a dismissive way. Oftentimes, if you don't know something about a culture, the first person you go to would be someone you know. But on the flip side to that, as someone who's an international student who comes from a country where my culture is the dominant form, I wasn't aware of cultural appropriation until I came to the UK, because for me, that was the dominant culture already. I didn't see that kind of dynamic where my culture was being exoticized and fetishized. So a lot of times when you ask international students, particularly if they're here for the first time, I'm obviously making a massive generalization here, but many of us aren't even necessarily aware of that dynamic until we experience it firsthand. So just, you know, kind of going on, oh, well, some people are being oversensitive because I've got a friend who said this. With due respect, oftentimes that friend might not necessarily be aware of the debate either. I mean, it took me ages to actually really get engaged with the thing, and I'm still learning about it.
It's interesting that you say you come from a place where there was another dominant culture. I don't have that experience. Would you, looking back at it now, coming from England, would you say there were any kind of forms of cultural appropriation back from where you were living before?
I think there were definitely forms of cultural stereotyping. There were loads of types of stereotypes based on where you came from, what kind of ethnicity you were. I think there was definitely a line drawn. Even growing up, I knew that, you know, the kind of debates you have around things like blackface that you see a lot of times in discussions here, like that was always off limits. You'd never go there. So I do think that some aspects of appropriation weren't as discussed, and we didn't really celebrate Halloween, so I can't really talk about, you know, the idea of dressing up as a culture for laughs. But I do know that there was a lot of stereotyping in places.
I'm glad you've brought up Halloween, and that's something that comes up again and again. Is it perhaps of all the times of the year to choose Halloween as the time to dress up in a take something from a culture that's not your own? Is that when it can be most offensive, or is this a classic example of people, they're just trying to have fun and we are being oversensitive?
I feel like people use holidays or celebrations as an excuse to change the boundaries of what we find acceptable in everyday life. You wouldn't go out on your casual Wednesday dressed as someone from a different culture just because it's that Wednesday. It's silly that sometimes I think typical Halloween costumes like vampire, devil, those are acceptable because they're conventional of Halloween.
I think because Halloween is for fun and it is what people do for enjoyment, so to take someone else's culture and then sort of degrade it to simply something as fun, it just sort of dissociates from what the culture is and it doesn't give it the recognition it deserves and it sort of puts it down to a costume only.
I think a lot of times the people who belong to that culture, the things that people are dressing up as might be of like great importance to them, it might be sacred, it has deeper meaning. So then to be walking down the street and see people wearing a Pocahontas costume or the native headdress or things that for you have such sacred meaning as like a drunken laugh is a bit more personal, and that's when I think it becomes an issue.
I think it would be really interesting to hear what the students we listened to said about Halloween costumes. So I'm just going to show you this. We asked a couple of people whether they thought there's anything that was unacceptable.
I think at Halloween it's normally like, I think just go for the staples and don't try and go for something that's like a current scandal or like a current issue or something in the news, because you're going for it for Halloween and Halloween's associated with scariness. I don't think that's appropriate. Yeah.
I'd say blacking up is what I would consider very inappropriate. It's obviously currently a large issue of controversy at the moment, but I would certainly support the Bonfire Against Racism Campaign Act, who are essentially saying stop painting faces black, because I think that is quite offensive.
I suppose anything that breaks the law, anything that is obviously discriminating against a certain race, for example, blackface.
Nah, thanks Halloween, go whatever you want.
So there we had that final statement. I think it's Halloween, go as whatever you want. General consensus around the table?
No, because you know, to counteract that, my culture is not a costume. And I think what gets really offensive is it's not just that people are dressing up as a culture on a holiday that is traditionally kind of linked with horror and laughs, but it's also the fact that they don't even represent the culture properly. As was kind of discussed earlier on, you'll have a mishmash of different things thrown in because that's what the stereotype is, and that is, it adds a level of offence that so many people don't seem to really appreciate.
I feel like people need to question why they're wearing that costume and what for, because at the end of the day, especially as like a teenager growing up, a lot of the time you pick your outfit based on how you wanted it to look on your Instagram or the pictures you take.
I'm actually guilty of doing just that. This was before Instagram when I was 16, and we had at part of my like sixth form opening week, everyone had to go as like their favourite Disney characters, and I did go as Pocahontas. Now, I would not have done this now, but back then was my favourite Disney film, so for me I was just isolated the figure of Pocahontas from any culture.
And I definitely think that's the fine line with when you're appropriating culture and when you're just dressing up as the character, because in reality Disney does this all the time and they already take the heat for it, so you as an individual dressing up as Pocahontas are dressing up as the character rather than the culture. And I think Halloween, so much of it is focused on the costume, so you do it for the aesthetic and the visual, as you mentioned before, on how you look on Instagram. But then I've also been very, very guilty of dressing up as Pocahontas. I've done it probably two or three times in my life. The first time I did it was for a report when I was much younger, and I think it falls into place easier for me just because I have a similar skin tone, I have like the same hair color, but I'm nowhere near a Native American heritage.
I'm of the opinion that it's fine to wear whatever you want on Halloween. I mean, does someone else have the right to tell you what to wear? I mean, as long as it's not outlandish and absolutely terrible. But I mean, for example, with the Disney princesses, not a far extenuation from what you're saying is you can walk up to a little girl of 9 or 10 and say, you're the wrong race, you can't wear that.
That is a really interesting point. We did ask people again, this is our final question we asked students, was, do you think with Disney characters it is inappropriate? And is it fair for children to be dressing up? Is it fair for us to criticise them of cultural appropriation? And we're going to play you that clip now.
Well, I haven't seen all of them, but I know who Mulan is. I mean, that's just stupid. Just absolute horseshit, to be honest. What, dressing up as Mulan's offensive to all Chinese people now? I just think that's ridiculous. So what, we can't say stories of any... So, like, what, if I dressed up as Hansel and Gretel, is that going to offend Germans? Of course not. It's absolutely stupid. It's just... We have to... It's just all worrying about what minorities might think. But generally, if we can't emphasise or express ourselves, then what's the point?
I think on a pure basis of, like, case by case, I think that's fine. I think that... simply because someone is of a different ethnicity, I don't think you can't dress up as them in the Disney context. But I wouldn't say, like, definitely don't black up or anything, and don't, like, go as a Rastafarian. Like, that wouldn't be cool. But I think that you could probably go as a Disney princess, but there's no, like, strict... But then some people might have a problem with it, you know, there's no clear line.
I don't think that there's... should be criticism of that. I think that that's maybe going a step too far.
So there we have it again. Is it going a step too far? Grace, you seem keen to...
I do. I think it's subjective to the person who is dressing up,